Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Topics. For today, we are going to be discussing this hot topic. What is an apostate? And why is this such a hot topic right now? Well, you hear that term apostate being tossed around more and more as of late. And therefore, I think we need to get a clear understanding of what a true apostate is. Is this somebody who has lost their salvation? Is that what it means to commit apostasy? It means to actually lose your salvation? Or is an apostate somebody who maybe claimed at one time their faith, their trust in Christ, but never truly possessed true faith and trust in Christ? And in the end, they showed themselves for whom they really are, apostates, like Judas in the Bible, remember? You know, the Bible's clear. You don't choose your salvation, and praise God, you can't lose your salvation, right? Christ makes that very clear, John 10. He says, no one can snatch my sheep out of my hand. No one can snatch my sheep out of my Father's hand. Romans 8, the Apostle Paul joyously declares, no one or nothing can separate us from the love of God for those of us who are truly in Christ Jesus. So the good news is this, you cannot lose your salvation. So we know, number one, that an apostate is not somebody who has lost his or her salvation. Rather, an apostate is somebody who at one time claimed biblical faith or professed biblical faith, but never truly possessed biblical faith. Again, greatest example in all of Scripture in the New Testament, Judas. He was one of the 12, right? He heard the sermons that Jesus preached. He saw the miracles that Jesus performed. He even went out and proclaimed truth about Jesus, right? But in the end, he betrayed Jesus. Why? Because he was never a true follower of Jesus. He was an apostate, right? And again, that's in a New Testament example. Old Testament, think of the first generation of the Israelites. Apostates. Again, they saw the miracles in Egypt. They saw God part the Red Sea. They received manna from heaven, water from a rock. God had provided for them. God had protected them. God had blessed them. Yet they never truly possessed true saving faith. In fact, the writer of Hebrews, here in chapter 3, makes that very clear. He says, take care, brethren, verse 12, that there not be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. The Greek word he uses for falls away is apostasia. He says, make sure that none of you becomes an apostate, someone who professes biblical faith, true biblical faith, but never truly possesses it. He goes on to say, encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today. Here we go. So that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And then he gives an example, verse 16, of those who had hardened themselves because of the deceitfulness of sin and who committed apostasy. He says, who provoked God when they had heard, heard truth about God? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses, first generation of Israelites? And with whom was God angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned? whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? And then the writer of Hebrews concludes this section by saying, so we see that they, first generation of Israelites, except Caleb and Joshua, that they were not able to enter. Why? Because of unbelief. They look like they were believers in the God of Israel. They had front row seats to all the great miracles of the God of Israel. But in the end, they had hardened their hearts. They were not true believers. They were apostates. Old Testament example, New Testament example. Old Testament, first generation, the Israelites. Again, except for Caleb and Joshua. New Testament example, Judas, right? Now, it's interesting that going to 1 Timothy, the Apostle Paul warned a young pastor by the name of Timothy about what is coming. It's called the Great Apostasy, where in later times, which by the way we're in, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said there's going to be a great apostasy in later times. He goes on to say, starting in verse 1, that the Holy Spirit explicitly says, the Holy Spirit, does he tell the truth or tell a lie? Of course he tells the truth. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the third person of the Trinity, right? Okay? He is God. God, the Holy Spirit. So when Timothy, or Paul is saying to Timothy, hey, Timothy, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, in other words, he's saying to Timothy, sit up straight, pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is clearly saying. What's the Holy Spirit saying? That in later times, some will fall away from the faith, not losing their salvation. Again, fall away, same Greek word as we saw in Hebrews 3, apostasia. The Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, you will have more and more people committing apostasy. They had at one time declared biblical faith. They professed it. But in the end it shows they never truly possessed it. And no longer will they be going to church. No longer will they be sitting in worship services, lifting up their hands and singing praise songs. No longer will they attend Bible studies and, you know, all that stuff. In fact, they will completely turn their backs on the biblical faith they once professed. But that doesn't mean they're going to stop being followers. They're simply going to start following that which their hardened hearts desires. What is that? Well, they're going to commit apostasy, Paul says, that the Holy Spirit explicitly says. And instead, they're going to pay attention. They're not going to be following Christ. Instead, they're going to pay attention, follow, cling to deceitful spirits. How about that one? And doctrines of demons. How about that one? Again, the Holy Spirit clearly says this is going to happen. In other words, you're not going to have more and more people running towards Christ for true saving faith. You're going to have more and more people, including people who once professed faith in Christ. Instead, they're going to be running towards deceitful spirits, and they're going to be taught doctrine of demons. Holy Spirit clearly says this is going to happen. Again, the Holy Spirit tell the truth or lie? Of course, it tells the truth. So you're not going to have a greater revival towards Christ. You're going to have a great apostasy turning away from Christ. And where are these deceitful spirits going to teach their doctrine of demons? Well, they're going to do it in churches. And they're going to do it, verse 2, by means of the hypocrisy of liars, human false teachers, whose consciences, Scripture says, have been seared as with a branding iron. So the Holy Spirit says, in later times, we're in, you're going to have more and more apostates. That's why it's important to understand what an apostate is. And again, Old Testament example, first generation of the Israelites. Front row seat to seeing every blessing of God, yet, and even profess faith in the God of Israel, yet, in the end, nah. Apostates. New Testament example, Judas. Again, front row seat to seeing everything of Christ, right? Obviously, one of the 12 professed faith and trust in Christ, but never truly possessed it, and was an apostate, betraying Christ. And the Holy Spirit says that in later times, we're going to see more and more of that. More and more people professing faith in Christ, but in the end showing they've never truly possessed it. And instead of following Christ, they're going to be following deceiving spirits and doctrines taught by demons. It's interesting that today, in the name of Christianity throughout the world, you are seeing more and more mega churches popping up everywhere where thousands upon thousands of people are flooding to what is being advertised as churches of Christ. They sing songs to Christ. They profess faith in Christ. They are baptized in the name of Christ. They go to Bible studies surrounded with people who also profess faith in Christ. And it kind of looks like there's a great revival towards Christ happening. I wish that were true. But the Holy Spirit explicitly says that the opposite is going to happen. The great apostasy. We'll talk more about that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where today we are talking about an apostate. What exactly is an apostate? And why should we care what an apostate is, as long as we're not one? I mean, what's the big deal? Well, if you were with us on the first part of the show, we tried to understand and define what an apostate is. An apostate is not somebody who once truly possessed saving faith and then lost their salvation. No. An apostate is somebody who once professed saving faith, but never truly possessed it. And in the end, the person showed himself or herself for who they really are. Their profession of faith was hypocritical. It was completely superficial. It was not real. And in the end, they just completely walk away from the biblical faith that they once professed, but never truly possessed. And we saw two examples in the Bible of apostates. We saw in the Old Testament, the first generation of the Israelites, right? Who were led out of Egypt on their way to the Promised Land. None of them made it to the Promised Land except for Caleb and Joshua, right? Because the first generation of Israelites, though they had every opportunity to see God's power, God's blessings, God's grace right in front of them, and they were part of the group that said, yeah, we believe in the God of Israel. In the end, as the writer of Hebrews tells us, they didn't enter the Promised Land. Why? Because they had hardened their hearts and because of their disbelief, unbelief. They were apostates. They professed faith in the God of Israel, but never truly possessed it. They went after other gods. New Testament example, Judas, one of the 12, right? Talk about having a front row seat to seeing everything, right? He heard all the sermons Jesus preached. He saw the miracles Jesus did. In the end, what happened? He showed himself to be who he really was, an apostate. He had professed faith in Christ, but he never truly possessed saving faith in Christ. And in the end, he showed it by betraying Christ, right? And then we saw in the first part of the show that the Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, which we're in right now, that there's not going to be a great revival towards Christ. There's going to be a great apostasy away from Christ, turning away from Christ. In other words, there are going to be people in churches everywhere who at one time, like the first generation of Israelites, like Judas, people in churches throughout who at one time had professed true biblical faith, but in the end they're going to show they never possessed true saving faith. And how are they going to show it? They're going to turn away from Christ. Not losing their salvation, they never had salvation. They're going to turn away and they're going to follow deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. Where these deceiving spirits are preaching doctrine of demons through religious, hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot branding iron. That's what the Holy Spirit clearly says. Listen, an apostate is not somebody who is out in the world doing all the evil things that the world offers. That's not an apostate. An apostate is somebody who comes into the church from the world. An apostate is somebody who settles down in the church for a while. An apostate is somebody who possibly is sitting next to you in church, raising their hands in church, praising Jesus in church, right? Amening the message in church. Signed up and was baptized in church. Attended all kinds of Bible studies in church. But in the end, the person disappears. What happened? Not only do they disappear, they actually start to mock and laugh. They laugh at true Christians. Well, wait a second, what happened? I thought you were a Christian. Yeah, tried it. Not my cup of tea. I tried the Jesus thing, right? Really? Tried the Jesus thing. As though, you know, it's like you went to a restaurant and tried it for a while. Or you went and bought a car and tried it for a while and then you turned it back in. What? That's what people will try to do with Jesus. That's an apostate, a person who has a front row seat to hearing truth, a front row seat to seeing the power of the Holy Spirit at work as God's true people are worshiping God on the Lord's Day in the Lord's churches. An apostate is a person with a front row seat to all this. Again, was maybe even baptized, and yet that person who at one time professed biblical faith in the end shows that he or she never possessed it. And they're following deceiving spirits. That's where the great apostasy is going to occur. Again, not with people out in the world who never stepped foot inside of a church. No, it's going to happen in the church. Again, think about it. Where did the great apostasy occur in the Old Testament? The nation of Israel, God's covenant people, who were set free from the bondage of Egypt. That's where the apostates came from. Think of the New Testament. Greatest example of an apostate. Judas. Where was Judas from? One of the 12. The apostles. So again, apostasy is going to occur within the Christian community. Where obviously Satan has planted his weeds amongst the wheat, his tares amongst the wheat. And they're going to, again, look like, talk like, and even for a while act like Christians. But in the end, they're going to show they're not. They're Judases. That's what the scriptures clearly say. A great apostasy is coming. And so now that I think we understand what an apostate is and what he's not, an apostate is not somebody who's lost salvation, because you can't lose your salvation. Apostate is somebody who never truly possessed true saving faith. We understand that, right? Now that we know what an apostate is, I'm going to make a pretty bold statement right now, and I'll back it up with scripture. You know that there are degrees of rewards in heaven, right? You don't earn salvation, right? And gain salvation through your own efforts, right? We know that. You're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. But the Bible talks about that as believers who have been given spiritual gifts by the Lord, and who have opportunities to exercise those gifts in the power of the Spirit for the glory of the Lord, that we as believers actually are going to receive rewards based upon not so much the quality of our work, but the quantity of our work, but the quality of our work. In other words, the Lord is going to check our motives, and he's going to actually check to see all this work we've done down here on earth as believers. You know, he's going to check it, 1 Corinthians 3, with fire. And that which passes the test, well, will follow us throughout into heaven, and there are rewards there in heaven. We don't know what they are. Some people say, oh, we're going to get big mansions, big cars, big this. We don't quite know. The Bible talks about crowns, jewels. Again, we don't want to speculate, but there are rewards, right? So there are different degrees of rewards in heaven. For believers, in like manner, there are different degrees of punishment in hell. Now, let me be clear here. A non-believer, okay, wages of sin is death, eternal damnation. A person who has not been saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, that person goes to hell. The Bible's clear about that, right? But there are different degrees of punishment in hell. Hell is going to be hell for everybody in hell. Right? But there are going to be different degrees of punishment. You know what the Bible tells us? That hell will be hottest. For whom? The apostate. Why? Because he or she had a front row seat to seeing all the blessings of God and still harden their hearts. Hell will be hotter for the apostate. Yeah, right here, writer of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 10. In verse 26, he says, if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. In other words, if we have a front row seat to the knowledge of truth, and in the end we go, ah, thanks, but nah, tried it, nah, this is just not my cup of tea. Really? Well, Scripture says, well, then there's no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. In other words, you've walked away from the one and only true sacrifice for sins. You can try any other method of having your sins paid for. Not going to work, right? So he says, if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, he's describing an apostate here, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but, watch this, a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries. In other words, for the apostate, hell will be hotter. And the writer says, let me give the Old Testament example. He says, anyone who set aside the law of Moses, well, he died without mercy. On the testimony of two or three witnesses, he says in verse 29, how much severer punishment do you think he, an apostate, will deserve who was trampled underfoot the Son of God and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, by which he had an opportunity to hear the truth about Christ. And he's insulted the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. And here's what the writer of Hebrews says. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He's not talking about a person who has lost the salvation. He's talking about a person here who at one time who has professed saving faith, a biblical truth, and in the end has shown he's never possessed it. He walks away, he laughs, he mocks God, he insults the spirit of grace, insults hubris. We get our English word hubris. He has such arrogance, such pride. Again, like a Judah. You really think God's going to ignore that? No. Scripture says hell will be hotter for the apostate. So I guess my challenge as I close for all of us is this. Scripture says very clearly, it's a command, examine yourself to make sure you're in the faith. You don't want to play games with God. Those of us who have professed the biblical faith, we got to make sure we're not playing games with God and that we possess true biblical faith, right? You don't want to be following deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. You don't want to play games with God and say, well, I tried the Jesus thing. It's not for me, really. You don't just walk away that easily. Scripture says hell will be hotter for the apostate. That's why when you're sharing the gospel with people, you better make sure that you're giving them the full truth, which means the bad news as well as the good news. Because you don't want a person to have a false sense of their salvation, where they simply think, oh, I'll become a little bit better or more moral person. And then in the end, they just continue to end up walking away and becoming worse than they were before. Do not be part of that. Apostasy is real. Apostates are real. And the Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, there will be a great and greater apostasy. Think about where you are right now. Maybe take some time to spend with the Lord. Examine yourself to make sure you're in the faith. God bless you.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.